Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. In the 1850s, increasing public apathy to important civic events emerged as a pressing concern. This disengagement was viewed as a troubling indicator of a lack of public participation, which was deemed vital for advancing progress and earning a place in the annals of history. On this day, September 19, 1857, criticism was directed at the governor, Mr. Francis Hincks's speech, which the Barbadian editorial suggested was contributing to this lack of public interest. While the governor's tenure, which started the year before, had generally been marked by good relations, it was believed that his speech at the opening of the legislature offered little more than routine remarks and avoided addressing substantial commentary on pressing issues. The newspaper's editorial called for His Excellency to step beyond mere ceremonial roles and instead engage more deeply in the island's affairs. The article posited that Barbadians sought a leader who actively participated in guiding Barbados through its challenges, stirring constructive debate, and initiating necessary reforms. The editorial stated, quote, "We look for more of his direction of our political affairs, for we respect the old hand that has yet touched this rudder. We want him to identify himself more with us." It continued, "We do not wish for him only to act, execute, restrain, regulate, punish, and reward. We wish him to advise, counsel, stir up, and in some degree, at least, to initiate. We want him to be more one of us than he is, not merely fraternizing with our planters at plowing matches and agricultural dinners, but entertaining heart and soul into the issues and uses of all our little, it may be insignificant, concerns." Unquote. Mr. Hincks's speech did address important topics such as education, juvenile reform, and agricultural expansion. However, it was argued that his call for more cane cultivation risked jeopardizing the limited pasturage necessary for healthy livestock, a critical part of the island's agrarian economy. Traditionally, governors were expected to provide strong leadership, especially on critical issues requiring active governance. Yet Governor Francis Hincks's speech at the opening of the legislature was criticized for lacking in depth and sidestepping the real issues, which was criticized as a factor in the increasing public disinterest in key civic affairs. According to the editorial published in the Barbadian on this day, September 19, 1857.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.